Listening task, page 14. You will hear a radio interview with a woman advising people how to get a job. Read the following sentences, then listen to the tape and fill in the missing parts.
And so, as unemployment reaches record levels, now is a good time to discuss what you can do to get a job. And we are lucky to have in the studio with us today Jane Longley from the Department of Employment to give some advice to those currently seeking work. Welcome, Jane.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
So, how can today's job hunters get themselves back into employment?
Well, the person seeking work faces two major problems. The first is actually getting an interview, and the second is making sure they perform well at the interview itself. And I'd like, if I may, to give a few handy tips, some do's and don'ts, as it were.
That sounds fine. So, starting with looking for jobs.
Right. Firstly, you must make sure that you have a CV that is up to date. Emphasise the positive aspects of your career history and outline the range of skills you possess which could be useful to an employer. Further details on CV preparation are available in the free leaflet from your local job centre. Anyway, once you've got a CV, the next thing is to get it into the hands of possible employers. There are several ways to do this.
Such as?
First, you should check the newspapers on a regular basis for vacancies. Think what kind of jobs you could actually do. It may well be the case that you have the skills necessary to do work which you hadn't previously thought of, so don't restrict yourself unnecessarily. Also, make sure you ask your family and friends about work, as up to 50% of job vacancies never get advertised in the newspapers at all. Another thing you can always do is to make a list of organisations who need your kind of skills and just send them a copy of your CV. An employer may have a vacancy, or they often put your CV in their files and contact you later when a vacancy arises.
OK, let's imagine that you've finally got an interview. What should you do to make a good impression?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. Well, many of the things are just common sense, really. For instance, make sure you get enough sleep the night before. That way you will look and feel your best on the day itself. Secondly, make sure you wear the right clothes for the job. If it's an office job, you must wear formal clothes. But for a factory or shop job, it is often okay to wear something more casual. But you should always look clean and tidy. And always make sure you arrive, say, 10 minutes early. That way you can sit down and relax for a couple of minutes before the interview. Another good tip is to be extra nice to the receptionist, as in many organisations, she or he often has a surprisingly large say in who gets the job. And when you meet the interviewer, smile pleasantly, shake his or her hand, but don't sit down until invited to. I think I hardly need to add that you shouldn't smoke or chew gum. Towards the end of the interview, the interviewer may ask you if you have any questions, so try to think of one or two intelligent ones before the interview. This is easier if you've found out something about the organisation, done some research, so to speak. And finally, when the interview is over, never ask if you have got the job. If the interviewer wants to tell you then and there that you have the job, then he or she will.
Well, thank you, Jane. I'm sure many of our listeners will have found that very helpful. And coming up after the advert is our recipe of the day, with the chef himself, Pierre Dubois.